Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,425. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. And you are the Men's Room. On tap today, it is a Zerandom question. Your guess is as good as mine. Go surf and turf with your favorite meats and favorite seafoods. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
Click, clack, pre-recorded.
All right, here we go. Florida man drowns in a pond while golfing, trying to retrieve his ball. Also, he never had a hole-in-one. In Virginia, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish is now officially done. Speaking of Virginia, the state just legalized the evil weed. Italian mobsters tell ambulances that their sirens can mislead. And if you have 46 pounds of weed in your car, don't do 72 in a 55 zone. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, look, some things are really important to people. Now, you probably heard that someone shot Lady Gaga's dog walker and then stole two of her bulldogs. Now, these dogs are so important to her that she offered a $500,000 reward for their safe return. Now, quick side note. The average French bulldog puppy sells for anywhere from $1,500 to $5,000. So Gaga offered considerably more than even their street value. But that is better than the Mississippi man who Miles brought up. This is a man who gave his life for a golf ball. Now, you can buy a dozen golf balls for 10 bucks if you want to do it on the cheap. This guy is playing golf, sliced a ball, goes into the water. He drowns in his effort to retrieve it. Again, the man gave his life for a golf ball. But look, I understand everybody wants to save money. I get it. I just wouldn't be willing to die for a golf ball. But I also would not buy used underwear. Most people would not buy used underwear. But there is a woman who does, in fact, buy used underwear. And she admits to buying, quote, crusty lingerie, her words, not mine, from local thrift stores. She says she buys the lingerie to arouse her husband, who's probably a lot less aroused after finding out that the lingerie and its accompanying crust is from someone else. Now, on that note, a Minnesota company has created what it calls the world's first self-cleaning underwear. I don't know how it works, but they swear that it can be worn daily for months. Now, that's true of all underwear. It's just a bad idea. But even if this is self-cleaning, that is great news for the freakishly disgusting out there. Now, these are just some of the stories that we've seen. Stories that left us with many, many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. And here's how it works. You call us. We ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we'll share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be part of the big show, the random question. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,425. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of your guests is as good as mine today.
Is it exciting?
It's been a weird day as far as discussions around here in the office. Now, granted.
You think so?
Yeah, there's only been like six or seven people in here.
Right.
Okay, but for the most part, I walk in this morning. And Emily from The Wolf, she is talking about going out to dinner over the weekend. She went to Snoqualmie Casino. Apparently had an unbelievable surf and turf kind of dinner.
So they have some great steak restaurants.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah. That steakhouse is awesome.
Okay, right. That's the one.
So she went out there and got all that. Then she got like cake for dessert. Then Ted comes in.
And by the way, it should be noted that this woman, Emily, also briefly held the world record for
the most consecutive days in a row eating at a Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Until somebody broke it by one day.
Like just to be an ass.
Some random dude, right? Anyway. So then Ted comes in. He's like, dude, I had the greatest cake. I just had a cake. Listening to a cake conversation. Like, I'm like, guys, it's 9 o'clock.
What's the name of it?
On a Monday
ooey,
morning.
Ooey, gooey cake. But it's like a Midwestern thing. My buddy's wife made it. It's the greatest cake I've ever. I wouldn't shut up about it for 2 days.
So then another cake conversation just comes walking in the door. It's like it's not even noon yet.
Everybody's steak and cake.
Everybody's talking about cake. You know what I mean? So I'm like, what the hell? So what I decided to do.
No, wait. Actually, when I walked in, Miles goes, hey, I just.
Oh, yeah.
He's looking down at his computer.
Uh-huh. That's it, man.
That's the stuff?
If anybody's from the Midwest, you've had this gooey cake.
It looks good.
I mean, it's just sugar and butter, but it is. And then the edges are kind of burnt, almost like a lasagna.
So it's,
Seriously, I freaked out. I was like,
it's not like baklava, is it?
No.
It kind of looks like it has. All right.
No, it has the same texture of a lemon bar. God damn, I'm getting fired up just thinking about it. I know. But I was like, this is the greatest cake maybe I've ever had.
How many pieces did you have?
Which day?
What do you mean?
Oh,
how many days in a row did you eat this cake?
So I probably had two or three pieces the first night. And then
you had three. Two or three.
But they let me take home two pieces yesterday that I think I might have said, like, I'll save this till Monday and bring it in.
Right, you should have.
Yeah, I ate it by 4 o'clock. It was gone.
It's gone. You ate half that cake.
You don't need to bring it in. Because there's, I don't know if you knew this, Krispy Kreme donuts in the fridge.
Right. Well, Miles, I was also helping out. Because it's just two people. So it was encouraged.
How do you think that's
I see.
Because it was encouraged not to have the cake.
We don't
around.
Want to eat all
I
this
disagree.
Cake.
I disagree. Like at Thanksgiving, right? When you're handing out leftovers, I'm like, here, take some turkey, take some stuffing, take a little bit of this. But like, if there's a pecan pie, I'm like, oh no.
No.
It's like, well, you have two of them.
Not if we're in control of this.
I'm going to eat two pecan pies.
Well, that was the problem. The offer was, would you like two pieces or four pieces to take home? And I said two. So if you give me four, I will eat four of them.
For our 50th anniversary, Pearl Jam was nice enough to send us some cupcakes, right?
Correct.
And they were unbelievable. They were from Trophy Cupcake.
They were great.
Eddie better made
first
than
thing,
himself.
First thing Ted says to me is, hey, don't take all of the vanilla ones because I want one home. Yeah. The second thing I say to him, don't take more than three. We figured this out. It's so damn good. So there's no way people just give away desserts like that. We already have dibs in. You know what I mean?
Mike and I were blatantly like, oh, they'll forget. Because it was a Friday. Like, those will be ours. And Miles was like, no, I'm taking some. And I was like, Mike, he actually remembered this time.
Exactly.
That's
damn it. So I was inspired by the lovely Emily this morning and their conversations of cake and seafood and delicious steak. So our two categories today, we've got the top 10 meats that Americans love the most.
All right.
All right.
And meat encompasses a lot of different things on here.
What do you mean, a lot of different things?
Well, it includes the world of anything on land. It even includes seafood as well.
Okay.
So they consider that meat as well. But then we do have specifically the top 10 favorite seafoods.
All right.
Okay, so we've got a little meat, we've got a little seafood going on, we're going to get hungry.
Look at you with the surf and turf.
Doesn't that sound great, though, man?
Well, yeah.
It's would you like a lobster tail for 12 extra? What is the dumbest question you ever asked me? Yes.
You should be able to bitch slap your waiter at least.
Right.
Would you like another beer? Bitch slap.
Yeah.
Of course I do. Of course I do.
Come on.
Do you want the 22-ounce beer? Sir, look at me.
Do you have a bigger one?
Like, when I walked in here, you knew I wanted that 22 ounce. Just pour it.
Right, exactly.
I'm at the airport.
Hey, act like
what do you mean, for a dollar extra, do I want a shot?
My flight's out in an hour. Yes, I'll have a shot.
Right.
So I get it at half price. And today is the day that we do our random question, 206-421-ROCK.
What is the largest vessel you can fill with beer?
Damn it.
Red Robin does it to me all the time. Hey, you know we have a, I think it's 22. Is that the one you, yes! Is that the biggest one you have?
Yeah.
If the answer is yes, then you can roll the keg over here and put it in my mouth. I don't care.
What are you doing over there?
Man, I forgot I cut my finger last night and I opened a can of anchovies, and it's the finger that I used to press a button, so I'm going to have to remember not to do that because it just screamed the pain of me.
It's like 1,000 anchovies.
It's just a little hairline thing, but every time I'm like, I use the disinfectant on the way in. I do is like,
All right, what were you eating with anchovies?
Caesar salad.
God, you fancy.
Yeah.
He's lying. He was just eating them straight out of the can.
I did
that too. I did that too. Absolutely, yes.
And then kissing people at random.
Yeah, why not?
Hello, Katie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Katie, welcome to the program. Random question. How was your weekend?
It was pretty mellow.
Oh, very
is
mellow.
Is that unusual for you?
No, that's pretty common.
Okay, all right.
What about when the pandemic was not going on and you could just get up, go out, do what you want? Were you still a mellow weekender?
Oh, heck no. We were out doing this and doing that and shopping and eating and having fun.
I'm the opposite of that, man. I found that on the weekends, I try to be mellow, try to hang with the kids a bit. Monday, well, really, Sunday through Thursday, the school nights, as it were, I don't mind. I'm going to rage. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's my whole thing.
All right, let's go to this question. Since you probably were out spending some money, what do you typically buy on the cheap? Or how do you save money otherwise? So in other words, what do you try to do? Where do you cut costs?
Does buying in bulk count? Because sometimes, this sounds dumb, but
yes,
like,
it does. Yeah.
You can go to somewhere like Total Wine and More, right? And maybe I want to get a bottle of booze. Now, this is the point of contention because I bought a bottle of booze individually, pretty decent price. I'm like, right, but if we got a case of them, we save almost $8 a bottle.
Have you ever gone to one of those just shop and goes? Basically, one of those restaurants, type grocery stores that kind of do things in bulk, but they
what's like cash and carry?
Yeah,
or whatever.
Like cash and carry.
Yeah.
You ever been to one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's the ticket right there.
Do you have to put and in the middle? Stop and, or, cash and carry?
You don't get like,
go.
You don't get like two ribeyes. You get like a block of ribeyes. You get like a whole side of ribeyes, you know?
Yeah. So, you get like bags of onions, bags of vegetables.
So is it like the small man version of Costco?
It's more like the restaurant version of Costco.
Yeah, like restaurants often, I think, will go and get
this. Okay. All right. Okay.
So what do you do to save a little money there?
This is horrible, but I send my husband, because he's probably one of the cheapest people I know.
You send your husband to the grocery store?
I do.
Well, the idea is he might get some bland-ass, wrong knockoff products, but you know he's going to save money.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good, because guys kind of go in and out for what they need, and then they take off, all right?
Right.
So, like, you know, in the married days, I would start unloading groceries and crap like that, and it would be mustard. And I'd take the mustard out, and then I'd go to the cabin to put the mustard away, because there's already mustard in the refrigerator, only to discover that there's already another mustard on backup that's already in there. You know what I mean? It's like, how many
packets? So if you went, you would not have bought mustard.
Right. You know, like 9 individual chili packets from McCormick, just in case. There's a chili shortage. There's always, like, too many taco seasonings. It's the standard thing, you know, like, how many of these do we need type of deal?
And only so that you can say, we have nothing to eat.
Open it up, go like, there's nothing in here. It's like, you just went to the store. It's been $350.
How long has your husband been cheap? Like, how long did it take for you to realize this guy is not going to splurge? Did he buy you, like, a plastic dead rose for Valentine's Day? What?
What? I didn't get a gift for Valentine's Day, but that's okay.
Oh, listen to him.
Well, it's not okay because you just brought it up. To be fair, my wife didn't. I got her a card. That is what I do. It's the best I'm going to do. And she knows that's even begrudging because I freaking hate Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, you know, I have to say he's cheap on some things, but if it's something he wants, he'll totally go for it.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, it's circumstantial at best.
Yeah, but he's got most everything he needs. He only buys stuff that he wants because, you know, that's not every day. That's not weekly. That's like, you know what I'd really like to have? And then eventually, next thing you know, you got an air fryer.
What's the worst thing that he brought home from the grocery store? Where you said, look, man, spend money on this. This is not worth it.
Every bottle of Tabasco sauce that he can possibly find.
So that says your cooking is garbage. What can I slather this food in?
I need more. I need more.
Just burn my mouth so I don't have to taste this bland-ass crap. All right.
Yes.
He's too nice to tell you.
I just bought a Keurig. So I'm fired up about that because I was typically spending...
You give me grief about the air fryer, but you get a Keurig.
Well, I did because it was... I was spending about... I get a jumbo-ass coffee, right? It's $5. Americano. Then I always give $2 for a tip.
Sure.
So it's $7 a day.
All right.
So I was like, man, you know what?
No, I just get a standard coffee. I dropped $19 on my coffee, man. It's not a Keurig. It's not fancy.
This was like $55, $60. It's just a little tiny one. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're only for one cup of coffee. And I got the little recycled thing, the little mesh thing. So you just dump the grounds in that thing and then...
You're not buying their pre-made, like, this is Starbucks?
Can.
I know you can.
You can.
Have you bought any?
I'm a
Dunkin'
snob.
Donuts.
I still buy the coffee from the place of the coffee store that I went to, the Cafe Ladro. And then I just use those beans and those grounds in the little thingamabobber.
What do you think is cheaper? buying the coffee from, not your drink, but I'm saying buying the actual coffee, or if you bought their pre-made
cups? Oh, I don't know. Probably the coffee's still cheaper. All right, those are all in cups. The reason we ask, what do you do on the cheap? And you just mentioned in the setup there, a stingy woman has admitted that she buys crusty thongs from charity shops to save money. Lady called Apple. Said she likes to seduce her husband in the secondhand items. You would think that she washes these before, correct?
I'm sure she washes it before, but it doesn't help.
She appeared on a show called TLC's Extreme Cheapskates.
Ooh.
Not a cheapskate, an extreme cheapskate.
She shared her tips to achieve a makeover on a budget. She said that some women spend hundreds of dollars on themselves to prepare for a romantic night. However, she said she's managing to do it while watching her pennies. She is from here in the United States. She says, I plan to put the spark back in our relationship by surprising Vic with a romantic evening. Hey, Vic, get in here. I'm going to go all out with my full-on body makeover. Typical lady spends hundreds of dollars at the salon doing her doing their hair and waxing, but I'm going to find a way to spend under $100 for my makeover. She then is seen headed to her local charity shop to buy some sexy lingerie for her romantic evening. She is seen rummaging around the rails of used underwear. Admitting it's an unusual place to shop for underwear, she says buying lingerie in a thrift store is a great way to spice things up in the bedroom. Some people think shopping at a thrift store for lingerie is gross. I don't see anything wrong with it. So there you go. Just the fact that they're underwear, they're used.
She's washing them.
She's washing them. She's probably right, I'm sure. Just mentally.
Yeah.
And here's the difference, I think. It's if you want to buy underwear for you and it's secondhand and you don't mind if it's crusty and I know you wash it, good for you. It's different when you say, hey, baby, I got this lingerie for you. And as your husband's doing this stuff, it's like a side note. Mm-hmm. Somebody's face has already been there before. So if it's a little crusty, right. It's not for me.
What about the woman that brought the crochet kit last week at a Seattle Goodwill and there was a kilo of cocaine in there?
See, here's the difference. Here's the difference, all right? You may have read about this.
Is a crochet kit really, really crazy, off the hook pricey? You know what I mean?
You may have read about that in the news. And I told Miles, had I found that at a second, the only person that might know is Miles.
But there's no news.
I promise
this
you.
This is not news.
As far as the police and the local news goes, if I find a brick of cocaine, nothing happened to me yet.
This is the last.
No. And listen, I'm just saying that is finding a gold mine. All right. So the last thing that I'm going to do if I find a brick of cocaine, and she went to the police first, and I know that's the right thing to do. I'm not here to do the right thing. I'm here to say, oh my God, I just found a brick of cocaine, man.
And not only that.
There's a couple of things where I don't go to the police. Most things, but certainly if I find drugs that I like, I'm not calling it. If I find meth, maybe get a call. If I find cocaine, I'm not calling it.
And you know what else you're
I don't
get?
Call the cops. If I find, I don't know, an S ton of cash and a suitcase that suspiciously was S, you know who's not getting a call from me? The cops. And also, if I find some kind of historical artifact, some gold to bloom off of some sunken ship. You know what I don't call? Any goddamn body. Mm-hmm.
You know what we would get, though, if you found in a crochet kit, like a kilo of cocaine? We'd all get like 8x8 really nice Afghan, like throw rugs.
That
blankets.
I did in 3 minutes.
Yes, exactly, for the back of our couch there. You know what I mean? Like,
see, man, this is what pisses me off.
Pot holders, you know, mittens, all the crap that grandma makes. It never works for your oven. Like, that's a good idea, but thanks.
This is what makes me mad about the cocaine. And if you're the cocaine dealer that lost your cocaine in it, I want you to think about this. The person, in my mind, least likely to do blow is probably the same person that crochet kit, right? I'm just saying, maybe put it with the power tools or something where the person...
No, it seems safe, because you're right.
Like, it does,
Grandma
but she
doesn't
found
want
it.
Cocaine. She just wants to...
But
crochet.
They're not going to get it now, and it didn't even go to any good use.
Well, you know the problem.
Put it in the old stereo equipment. You might be surprised. Doesn't make the news.
See, the problem is, the other part you didn't hear about this, is there's another guy that showed up and tore apart that store.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
And never found the package.
Actually, here's the other part you might not know. She found 3 bags of cocaine.
Right? Yeah, right?
It's quite the bundle there, yeah.
That's a lot of cocaine.
It is a ton of cocaine.
Random, I think I'd be scared. Random, well, I don't
And first of all, you didn't try it to find out what it was.
Right.
So you didn't dip your finger in and out. Oh, yeah, that's the, you know, nobody does that anymore.
Hey,
that's
hey, risk reward, brother. Because here's the thing.
You could be on a 3-day fentanyl bender.
I might be, but if I call the cops, it's just gone. If I'm like, oh my God, I found fentanyl, I'll call the cops.
I told you I found that bag of coke or whatever the hell it was out in front of a 7-Eleven one night. I just went back, told the guy at the front desk, it's like, dude, there's some powder out there. There's a lot of it. Trust me, I'd love to pick it up, but I don't know what it is. So
yeah, but it's situational. Let me ask you this. You're not in front of 7-Eleven. We are outside of the yacht club. Same bag. There's a white powder inside. I'm grabbing the one at the yacht club. 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
Yacht club, I'm in.
Okay.
I don't even need to try it. Just line it up.
I have definitely been at a party where somebody found a bag and it was not what they thought it was. And it was pretty funny.
What did they think it was or what did it end up being?
They thought they had found cocaine. They found something else. They think it was Molly. And they were just... I don't know how much they had done before we ran into them. But, I mean, they were off this planet. And it was like, are you okay? No, man, I made a bad mistake.
See?
I was like,
that's
what?
Why I told the 7-Eleven guy.
I was like, I hope you don't have anything to do till Tuesday.
Right. I'm supposed to abandon all our cars.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Nick, welcome to the program. Random question. Since we're talking about drugs, why don't we give you this one? Nick, what would you say is the most amount of drugs or cash that you've ever had in your possession?
I'm not sure that that's a good question to ask me, but quite a bit, I would say.
Quite a bit, you would say?
What kind of drugs are we talking? Hard drugs?
What do you do?
What kind of drugs are what do you? I don't think you're like, dude, I've got like three cases of Advil in my trunk.
Like, you know, before weed was legal, a couple pounds at a time wouldn't have been unheard of.
All right. Yep. Okay, so how many ounces are in a pound? 16
ounces in a pound.
All right. So was this for personal use, or were you letting your friends?
Man, you got pounds of weed.
Of course, it's all for personal use.
Yes, exactly.
I would give some to my friends sometimes, and sometimes it would help me out with gas money. And
right. What would the street value of 2 pounds of marijuana be at that time?
Well, I mean, it could be anywhere from 1,400 to a couple grand.
How old were you at the time that you're moving weight like that?
Late 20s.
Okay, right. Then to me, that's less about, like, the street value. It's more the value, hey, man, I need you to help me move. Here's an eighth. Mm-hmm.
What about cash? Because with that comes cash. So, at any given time.
I probably only had maybe $12,000 is probably the most I've ever held on to.
But that's more
I've
money.
I've never had that much.
That's more money than most people have ever had in their hands. I've never had $12,000 in my hand.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe in your bank, I'm sure you do.
Well, no, I mean, I've written a check. I read a check that's not mine to, a loan or some crap for a car.
Yeah, the only time I think I've moved thousands of dollars is because I'm getting a loan.
Yeah, that's it.
Right? But it's never
money to begin with. They just let me have it, and now I can spend it.
Right.
But I still have to pay them back for it.
Right, and he's right. People have it in bank. But I think maybe the most cash I ever held was like $2,000.
$2,000. I think that's about
where I'm at. Was it yours?
Yes.
Okay.
See, it's a football square.
How tight were you gripping it then?
I took a bunch of pictures with it and everything.
You want a football square for $2,000?
Yeah, because it was expensive. It was like $100 a square or something.
Jesus.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, won the second quarter.
That's a haul.
Not that I remember.
Yeah. Reason we asked, what's the most amount of drugs or cash you've ever had in your possession? Deputies from an Ohio sheriff's office confiscated 46 pounds of marijuana during a traffic stop. It happened early on Sunday morning. Deputies met with a female driver and noticed a smell of marijuana coming from the vehicle. Driver, who initially refused to get out, admitted to deputies that she had two THC vape pens, but a probable cause search was still performed. During the search, deputies discovered two black trash bags in the bed of the truck, which contained individual plastic bags of marijuana, estimated to value at approximately $55,000. The reason she was pulled over, she was doing 72 miles an hour in a 55 zone.
And Mike made the point earlier in the office, you got 46 pounds of drugs on you, and the street value's only $55,000. It's not worth it. Slow down.
Yeah. I mean, if you got that much drugs in your car.
And think of any other drug, and it's that much weight, the street value is so much higher.
Yeah, anything you have in your car. You got your brother in the trunk. Drive the speed limit. Whatever the deal is. Like, don't speed. More of the random question coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Your guess is as good as mine. Call Double Go Serve and Turf. The category is your favorite meats and your favorite seafoods. Your guess is as good as mine. On the way after emails, after our random question, 206-421-ROCK.
One of those random questions, there's a woman in Ohio. She gets pulled over. She has 46 pounds of weed in her car. Street value, only 55 grand. But the question was, what's the most amount of drugs or cash you've ever had on yourself at one time? So a few people check in. They say, I own a small business. I had a client. He makes half his deposit in cash. We met at a Starbucks. He handed me $10,000 in cash. Someone else says, I rolled around in a hotel bed with $10,000. It was an advance from work before I left for South Korea, and they weren't sure a direct deposit was going to work for that month. That was the max I could take out of the country. And then someone else on the drug tip, a classmate in high school, handed me a 5-pound brick of weed. I handed it back. He found somebody's grow op hidden in some blackberry bushes.
Oh, wow.
I'm 31 now. You made the right call.
If it was.
In that case. If your buddy's like, oh, I just found it, like, pre-wrapped.
Random.
Hello, Sammy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Sammy, welcome to the program. Random question. How you doing, man?
I am fantastic.
All right, Sammy, you can answer this one.
All right.
What would you say is the longest you've worn the same pair of underwear?
That's kind of random because since I go commando mostly now, I'd have to say 2 days on the average at the most.
All right, that's the most you've done.
No, then they kind of, I don't know. Your boys tend to get moist after a while. Like, I was in Jamaica, and it was so humid, you want to put an antiperspirant on your balls, and I cannot make that up, my friend.
No, we know.
It's
humid there. That's
you're fire. Somewhere where there's humidity. Because, one, where it's humid and hot, man, they hang, like, 3 inches lower than they normally
There's
want.
Nobody, he's right, there's nobody in Jamaica who wears underwear.
No.
And it's, they don't move fast, because A, it's too hot, and B, I think they're just pretty mellow.
If you and also if you look at just any casual attire, formal attire, it's all real light and very airy and very open, so the wind can get in.
It is necessary
because you need that, man, with a breeze. Because you're right, it's just sticky.
Yeah, the boys, and I'm convinced that after being in Jamaica, that pubic hair is Mother Nature's Teflon.
What is it?
Pubic hair is Mother Nature's Teflon.
I'm sure my doctor said that, but what is your thinking on that?
It just prevents it. Your satchel from sticking to your inner thigh.
Ah, so you have hairy inner thighs is what I'm getting out of this.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, when you have a substantial amount of natural fur on your satchel, it tends to not stick to your leg. You know, when you're in...
How long were you in Jamaica?
10 days.
Okay,
most awesome 10 days. I went down there for my 48th birthday, and I partied for 48 hours, and it was like, wow. 10 days of free booze, man. It was awesome.
Okay, so it wasn't like you were doing something there. You were just there on vacation.
I went down there for my 48th birthday by myself. I had never left. I live in Canada. I live about an hour north of the border where the BC Bud comes from. And I went down there for my 48th birthday by myself in March. St. Patty's Day is my birthday. Green beer for free every year. It's awesome. And I went down there, and I had a blast. It wasn't cheap. But it was worth every penny, and I'd gladly do it again.
Yeah, nothing wrong with going to Jamaica, man.
That's the best answer ever, man.
10 days. Well, that's very cool.
It's his 48th birthday.
It's his 40th birthday. It's on St. Paddy's Day. We learned that about him, and he seems to have a naturally hairy testicles.
He does. Well, you live in Canada, because it gets cold.
I'm thinking, the way he said it, it's like we all have testicles, apparently as hairy as his. And I'm like, I mean, there's like a little scraggly beard, man.
It should also be noted, an hour north of the border is Vancouver. Just in case you're geographically
wondering.
Or you
could just trim up, like...
Yes.
Sometimes you gotta trim up.
That's not the Canadian
I know,
way.
But in my mind, I'm like picturing, I don't know, like an afro. This is the way he's explaining it, you know, like little Jimmy Walker swinging upside down.
You can't be a Canadian and go down to the Caribbean and act like, you know, you're all clean shaven. I mean, that's people know.
And I said, yeah, if you live in Canada, let the hair go, man.
Yeah, you got to, man.
I also feel like that trip was impactful in that man's life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the most impactful things that happened in his life was
greatest
the sense
thing
I got.
Ever. Probably, yeah. What is the longest you've gone with the same underwear on?
I don't know. Probably 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
Probably like 6 weeks.
I think, Jesus.
Well, dude, I was homeless.
I know,
man.
That. I was thinking, my 12 days.
Well, I thought about this earlier, and it's like, I mean, I was homeless for like 3-4 months or whatever. And maybe I went commando. I don't know. But I know I was not like... packing underwear, so I just have to assume I was wearing the same pair.
Raising my ass, the Minnesota company has created what it calls the world's cleanest underwear.
All right.
An innovative self-cleaning undergarment that can be worn daily for weeks, even months, without becoming smelly. Hercleon, a material innovation group, known for creating the world's first self-cleaning socks, t-shirts, and bed sheets, is now taking that underwear industry to a new line of undergarments made from a bacteria-fighting fabric. The revolutionary material continuously destroys all bacteria, stays clean without needing a wash. All you have to do is let the underwear air out for a bit after wearing them, and you can safely put them on again the next day.
All right.
Last time I went to California, I was there for 4 days and realized that the only thing that I forgot to pack was underwear.
Wait a minute. You said 2 days, Ted?
I said 2 or 3 days.
2 or 3. What about, I don't remember if you still live close enough to work. We got snowed in downtown Seattle. Mm-hmm. But we're still coming in to do the show. But you got a hotel room like impromptu that night. Basically, the boss has said, if you need a hotel room, let us know. Well, this is 4 o'clock in the middle of the show. So you have a 2-hour window. You didn't pack for this. I remember wearing underwear for 4 days in a row. And then I remember all the advice we got from people that called in and said, look, we can only get you up to 4 days. But if it's 4 days and you have the same underwear, which does get weird after a while, it was you wear them normal the first day. You wear them backwards the second day. Then you turn inside them inside out right. And forward third day, and on the fourth day, inside out, facing backwards again.
And then not less than 2 weeks later, a package arrived from ex officio.
Right.
We all had new underwear based on that conversation.
I love their underwear. Wearing them right now.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm underarming myself. Mm-hmm. Random.
I always go to the airport and think I should just go buy more of those underwear at the ex officio store. Ex-officio.
Yeah. I need to buy more underwear.
I
don't have enough.
Really?
Yeah. I think I'm doing laundry, like, all the time. Just trying to keep up with underwear and socks. It's a tough world.
Right? Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Sean, welcome to the program.
I got a question for Thrill and Ted.
What up?
Last week, I think you guys were talking about Fruit Loops on cereal. Fruit Loops on pizza.
Yeah.
A post came up on my Facebook page about a restaurant in Ohio or Iowa where they sell Fruit Loops on pizza, and I sent it to Mike to show you guys.
I'm going
to
guess it came from the state that has a higher rate of obesity.
Yeah. Doesn't sound that great.
I mean, just because you can doesn't mean you should advertise it.
Okay. Let's go with this random question. Who do you have a picture with, or have you ever met anyone famous at any time in your lifetime? Maybe you got an autograph from them, or just got a chance to shake somebody's hand, or
one of my favorite music artists from Tennessee had a show down in Spanaway, and I was able to meet him and get an autograph and pictures with him.
Who is the artist? Who's the artist?
His name is Lil White, and he came up with 3-6 Mafia.
Okay, all right.
Was he a decent guy?
Oh, he's probably one of the most humble people I've ever met.
That's cool. It's always good if you're going to have that experience. You like somebody. And you
it's not them. Like Big White. You know.
But they're not just complete idiots. Yeah. Okay, that's very cool. The reason we asked, who do you have a picture with, or who have you ever met that was maybe somebody famous? I guess Jay Cutler, we know him. He's a quarterback from the Bears. He played 12 seasons in the NFL. But he's probably gotten a little bit more popular after he retired due to the show Very Cavallari. And that is the show when he was married to Kristen Cavallari.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They have since broken up. But even though she was supposed to be the star of the show, it seemed that Jay, to some degree, kind of stole a lot of the scenes.
By not stealing them.
People liked him a little bit more. Shocking. I don't know the right way to
phrase this. He was not the most popular. Keep in mind, when he played in the NFL, this was not a popular guy. People didn't hate him, but he was like anti-popular. And then he goes on the show with someone who's kind of made and bred for that kind of stuff. And people end up loving Jay Cutler.
He's been doing all kinds of stuff. Like, since his retirement, he has been showing people his love of watching deer cams, trying to figure out who is eating the chickens in his yard. He introduced the world to Drunk Jay, the alter ego, who seems like he'd be a fun night to hang out with. Either way, there was a dude who ran into Jay Cutler doing some drinking in a Colorado ski town. You know it as Vail. And this dude, who is a huge Bears fan, asked if he could take a picture with a QB. So Jay Cutler agrees under one condition.
All right.
The guy has to chug a pitcher of beer in front of him, then Jay will take the picture. So the guy's from Chicago and proceeded to do exactly that and earned the right to pose with Cutler, who was rocking some camouflage overalls and a car hat. So Cutler basically took a picture with him, paid for the rest of his meal, by the way, finished paying for his
beer. That's cool, man.
Yeah, all he had to do was chug a pitcher, and the guy pulled it off.
That's all you got
to
do.
Did he have to do it in one...
Yes. Oh, he chugged it. There's a video of it. He's boom. He's
no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
That's tough to do.
That is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Random, random.
Those Midwesterners. Random. Hello, Manuel. Welcome random, to the men's room.
Hola, bichonas.
Hola.
Manuel, welcome to the program. Random question, question. Let's see.
Yeah, how are you guys doing? Happy 50th anniversary, guys.
Hey, oh, thank you, man.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
I hope you have an office that has a roof that don't leak.
Yeah. We do, too. Okay, let's see here. All right, what did you lose or what did you find? What have you lost of value, or maybe you found something that was pretty cool? Or maybe you found something awful, like a dead body.
There was a Positive Friday. You guys had something similar to that a while ago, just a couple months ago, and I didn't want to call because of Positive Friday, but I just lost my father-in-law this past Christmas Eve.
Oh, so you're saying what you lost is your father-in-law.
Well, the thing is that the series of unfortunate events that occurred, my father-in-law passed away, so we had to arrange the funeral expenses because he didn't have no coverage. And 4 days later, someone broke into my car and stole my wallet, my social security.
Oh, my God.
ID, you name it. They even stole my check. And now, right now, I'm struggling trying to get unemployment going because everything is frozen. So,
now, Manuel, this is going to sound ridiculous. I'm so glad that this is what you said. Now, I understand that sounds messed up, but I want you to understand when you said something I lost, I thought you said my phone. And right before I could open my mouth and say, dude, that's not that big of a deal. Miles luckily chucked in and said, oh, man, your father-in-law. Because I would have come off as the biggest ass in history. I was like, dude.
Well, it's a big deal.
It's not that big of a deal.
Get your phone stolen.
Just get another one. I mean, but I thought you said phone. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Okay. So how long is it? So this has been a couple weeks. This has still been going on?
Christmas Eve passed away on the 28th. My car got broken into, and that happened. And since then, I've had practically no money in my possession just because they've frozen all my accounts because of the fraudulent activities.
Did someone try to cash your check?
They did, actually. That's the thing, because the company I was working for in December that I was working temporary with, they gave me my last check. And when that had happened, the person took my check. And I told them, can they reissue me one? They said yes. So I got it. I cashed it. But they said that they had to take it back because the other person took the check as well.
What was it, hundreds of dollars? Was it a few hundred dollars?
The $1,100.
Ah!
So wait a minute. So you cashed, they gave you a check, but then they basically had to cancel it because the other person did cash the original check.
That's correct.
That does seem kind of messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. So basically, if you get a check, it's just a race to who can cash it first. Doesn't matter if you're the right person.
Oh, yeah.
Just go as fast as you can and cash it.
Well, maybe it has worked because they had my information, too. So I think they did something to twist it in a way where they can use my information and cash it. I just told them, I said, can we find out who the heck did this? Because this is starting to bug me.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They can do it remotely, too. Well, sorry to hear that, man. Hopefully that gets straightened out. The reason we asked, what did you lose or what did you find? A Florida golfer is believed to have drowned after falling into a golf club pond while looking for his lost ball yesterday. Hermio Yasmins of Lutz, Florida, was playing golf with a friend in the East Lake Woodlands Country Club, the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office said. At about 7:37 in the morning, he tees off at hole number 3, was last seen looking for his ball near the green. His golf cart was parked on the path, and his putter was found laying on the ground near the water. Deputies were called after his playing partner said he didn't know what happened to him and hopes he didn't fall into the pond. Well, they began searching. They responded with a dive team and located him in the water. Jeez. Near his putter. He was pronounced deceased on the scene. Investigators say evidence suggests he may have fallen or slipped, bless you, and drowned. Deputies spoke with friends of his who said he always liked to search that course for lost golf balls.
Wow.
Does not appear to be suspicious at the time of death. That is not worth it.
In that case, I'll take getting bitten in half by a shark.
Not worth as even getting near the water sometimes on golf courses.
Right.
To even look for golf balls in Florida. Because you'll just see these eyes come up. And you're like, uh-oh, and you just back the hell up.
Yeah, I mean, it's gone, man.
It's gone.
But there is certain golfers that's their thing.
Oh, no, they get the big long stick?
Yeah.
They're out there
digging. They pull it out.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
Oldballs.com. That's an actual site where you can buy used golf balls.
It's called Oldballs.com.
I have a friend that plays
Oldballs.com.
Yeah, I got a buddy that plays golf, and he's got like a connection now on golf balls.
Oh, really?
Because some dude goes around and gets them all.
Hook me up.
Yeah.
Okay. More of the random question coming up, 206-421-ROCK.